If you guys are looking for some performance-driven nutrition, hit up Axis Lab for some premium quality CBD. I know what you're thinking. I don't want any food coloring. There's no food coloring. I don't want it to be organic. I'm actually glad you brought that up. It is organic. They even give you options. They have cream. They have capsules, man. They have actual drinks, pina colada. And I'm going to say by far my favorite is the gummies. But don't take my word for it. Guys, go over there and check out Axis Lab. And once again, that's axislabcbd.com. Use our promo code GUY25 and they'll hook you up at one white guy, one black guy discount.
And we are back for episode 50 featuring the amazing Frank the Tank. What's going on, Frank? How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Getting ready to go to a Met game tonight. Mets against the Blue Jays.
Ooh, how are the Blue Jays this year?
Good team, not much pitching, a lot of offense. Vlad Jr. is having a great year.
Yeah. And the Mets what are the Mets like? I haven't followed them too far.
Injured. Everyone's hurt.
Nah.
Tell me about it, Frank. I know you look like you want to go on a rant with this one.
I mean, literally, they should just McNeil's got leg fatigue. Yeah, and in three days, they'll put him on the injured list, and we won't see him again for the rest of the year. I mean, Jacob DeGrom hasn't pitched now in 3 weeks. He's soft tossing. He's never going to pitch again. We got Carlos Carrasco, who is really Carlos Lowry. He'll never play a game. Noah Syndergaard, he had his setback, so he won't pitch this year. We're throwing out pitchers like Jeff Hartlieb. I mean, good God. And Jared Eichhoff. His full name is Jared. I cough up 10 runs.
At least you don't have the Phillies bullpen.
Dude, they sound like the Eagles, man. Every player's injured.
Dude, you gotta love it. And you're going to the game tonight.
The Mets have had like 54 players on the roster, used 14 different starting pitchers, soon to be 15 with the acquisition of Dick Mountain.
You said 15 starting pitchers.
They've been through 15.
Oh, Jesus.
That's sounds like a solid pitching team right there to me.
It's all because of injuries. DeGrom's missed every starting pitcher has missed starts. Marcus Stroman, he missed two starts. Tyrone Walker missed a couple of starts.
They might have to change the water up in
David Peterson, now he's out. Joey Lucchese got off to a bad start. He started pitching well, then he got Tommy John surgery. They had Tommy Hunter start a game. He's now being traded. He got hurt. Robert Stock, a guy who was a big prospect when he was 12 years old. He was rated by Baseball Prospects magazine as the number one 12-year-old in America. Good God, I can't believe we're actually doing that. How would you like to be the creepy guy that's like watching baseball, like Sergio's going, yeah, he's going to be a really good player.
Man, look at the swing on that 12-year-old. He's going to be great.
Yeah, he was like rated by like baseball prospects. I said like the number one 12-year-old and 13-year-old, 14-year-old. All of a sudden, we hit high school.
Nah, they didn't sit by themselves. I ain't touching that.
Kind of faded. He got drafted and then spent a decade in the minors.
I feel
he spent a decade in the minors, including spending time in independent baseball with the New Jersey Jackals. He made he's been around a couple of years. He actually pitched against the Mets, but the Mets had so many injuries that they Cubs DFA'd him, and the Mets claimed him. And 2 weeks after pitching against the Mets, started for the Mets.
Jeez, I just don't even know how you can even prospect a 12-year-old. Like, they didn't even hit puberty yet. What if he doesn't get a growth spurt? He's going to be horrible.
Then he gets hurt.
Of course.
Of course, he's a mess.
It's ridiculous how many injuries that. Corey Oswalt, a guy who's just probably one of the worst pitchers of all time, he came up. He started against the Yankees on July 4th. He got hurt. He's now gone for the season.
Now, this is where I'm going to kind of jump a topic here, but this is kind of where your hate comes in for Jose
Canseco.
Yes. I can never pronounce his last name right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Dude, I was crying.
I mean,
crying at the video.
Well, this guy writes a book called Juiced,
mm-hmm.
about how everyone in baseball is using steroids. And of course, the government goes, we gotta get involved. We're having testimonial hearings. Baseball's dirty. Yeah, and then they have a bunch of senators who don't know what the fuck they're talking about. About everyone. We need to regulate. It's like a politician's favorite word is regulate.
Regulate. Want to regulate some steroids?
They probably don't even know the difference between first base and third base.
No.
They probably never watched a game of baseball.
They have someone like Harry Waxman with his nose.
We need exports. It's dangerous for society. We should just have a government of regulation.
He's going to be out on the pitcher's mound, just standing there the whole time.
You ever see Harry Waxman? Yeah. He's like one of these congressmen that's been there for fucking ever.
Yeah. One of those fucking congressmen has been there forever, and their roots are just deeply implanted.
And you know what's great about Congress is they make rules and regulations that can change industry.
Oh, yeah.
And they know what the rules are going to be. They know what bills are going to pass. They can go out.
For everyone listening.
Yeah, that's the nose. There you go. Exactly. That's the nose.
He looks like he's just sniffing something on his shoulder.
Harry Waxman could go out there, make a rule that something's going to be banned and it's going to destroy someone's stock and grow someone's stock.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows days in advance that they're going to pass this legislation. Mm-hmm. He can go to his stockbroker and tell him, I'd like to dump all my stock here and get all the stock there.
Mm-hmm.
It's insider information.
It's insider trading.
Yeah. They all do that shit.
Congressmen are exempt. Exempt.
That's bullshit.
Really?
Exempt.
Wow. I never knew that.
And it's what the Republicans and Democrats agree on. Do you want to get rid of our exemption? And they go, fuck no. As they light a $100 bill on fire.
Yeah. It's right fucking here, right?
That is complete bullshit, though, man. So they're like an all-time win.
Dude, they're just playing the game, man. Their pockets get heavier, and ours get
all this later. Republican versus Democrat shit. Where they now have riled up the extremes on both sides.
Yeah,
is Kabuki theater. Wow. Meanwhile, they're robbing both sides are robbing you blind. And
oh yeah, you don't even know it.
Perfect mafia technique.
Hey, we'll work with you. You work with us.
That's what
we'll know.
What part of North Jersey are you in?
Not too far from Newark.
Okay. So that's why I was curious, because my family is from Belleville and Nutley. I didn't know how close you were to that.
I live in Belleville.
Oh, really? You ever hear of the chandelier?
The chandelier.
Yeah, it's a catering place.
Yes, I actually live less than a mile from the chandelier. Yeah, it's across the street from Wendy's.
Wendy's. Yeah, my family owns that.
Yeah, you know where Girolamo Street is?
Not really.
You see where the chandelier is?
Yeah.
Go to the next corner on Franklin, uh-huh. by where the hill is there, and there's like the gas station with the Dunkin' Donuts.
Is that by closer to the golf course?
Well, I live the golf course is basically next to me.
Okay, I know exactly where you are then, because
the golf course wraps around where the back of my apartment here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we do, my family hosts a golf outing every year from the chandelier on that golf course and stuff for like my great grandma's.
Well, it's not where the entrance to the golf course is, but it's like where the 15th hole is
where you like cross over that street and shit. There's always a guy in the.
Well, that's not the street I cross over. I'm on the opposite side. You know where Michael Ross Common House is?
No. Maybe, actually. What is it?
He doesn't know.
Michael's Ross Common House.
No, I do not.
But, you know, the Girolamo Street, it's...
I know exactly.
If you're going towards Nutley,
mm-hmm.
from the chandelier,
mm-hmm.
it's the next street.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then that's that cross street at the light,
mm-hmm.
is Girolamo and Franklin. That's where I live.
Gotcha. Man, small world. Look at that shit.
That is a very small
world. That's what I was always scared of. I'm like, I wonder if he's up by there. And You live right down the street from it.
Yeah, well, I'm house hunting, but
Oh man, good luck. The house market. I don't know about you, but down here in Jersey, it's fucking insane.
It's a nightmare.
It's getting bad, man.
My house, I have a little rancher, 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom with a basement, not even finished. I bought this estate sale. I think at like 101, I probably dumped about 40 to 50 grand into it over the 6 years that I had it. The house down the street that's worse off than mine right now is going for 230.
Yeah.
So it's insane.
That's the thing. If you do sell your house right now, you're you know, if you built, you know, put a lot of equity into it, you're going to get some money back. But buying a house after that, you better ask mom and dad, hey, that basement's still available. But that's where you're going to go for a little bit. Cause you know, it's like I said, it's hard to buy a house right now.
It's going
to
drop.
That one's crazy.
It's been terrible.
Have you been looking up where you're at now or a different location?
Basically, Belleville, Nutley, Lyndhurst.
Nice. That's awesome. Can we now, since we were talking about Belleville and Nutley, we definitely got touched on that Frank the Tank Towns, because you did a scene from The Sopranos on it, right? When Uncle June shoots you?
Dude, that was hilarious. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Like, so what do you get these? Do you just come up with these challenges yourself? Do you have bloggers maybe that come in and comment and say?
The Barstool office came up with this one.
They come up with that. All right. That's awesome. And then how do you take it from there? I mean, do you put your own twist on it? Because that's just.
No, I put it out there and everyone else made the videos.
That's awesome. Okay.
So you're pretty much, you're like, I'll do my part of the talent and everyone else can handle it.
Yeah, yeah. You do your little editing shit. All right, cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, so the food, the taste test and all like that, man, we got a challenge for you one day, man. I don't know if you're up for it. You ever did the Pocky challenge?
What's Pocky?
Yeah, right. What is
Pocky, you don't want to,
right? It's some bullshit that no one wants to eat because it just makes you want to gag. So it's a hot ass chip. I don't know if it's jalapeno, black pepper, but it's a California Reaper with a Szechuan heat. It's the most.
You know, that might be good to send to Vibs for his lowering the bar.
Yeah. So if you go on our Instagram, the One White Guy, One Black Guy Instagram, we had a guy called Feeding Time TV on. He's a big food reviewer in Philly and Jersey area. So we did this challenge with him. And we had one left over. When I tell you, I handled it pretty good because I've been pepper sprayed and shit before. This guy over here.
I don't fuck around with hot stuff like that.
Out of commission for like an hour. He had to leave the room. Fucking.
Yeah, that might be. That might be good for Vibs for lowering the bar and have everyone try it.
Yeah, that'd be fucking hilarious. It sucks. I mean, it does really suck.
No, we'll let you guys deal with that. I'll get a 4.63.
I'm curious. Do you ever watch the show Impractical Jokers?
I watched it maybe a couple times here and there.
I was watching your the skit the other day when you were doing Jenga. And you're just bringing out all the different fucking hats and shit to fuck with. And I'm like, dude, he's in North Jersey, constantly in New York. Like, how haven't we set up a guest appearance on Impractical Jokers for him? I feel like
we're going to annoy the shit out. I'm like, yeah, we want Frank on. We want Frank. We're not watching
Frank on there. Guest host.
I don't know. Maybe one of these days.
Yeah.
You just have the perfect mentality for it. It's like, I'll say whatever I feel like it.
That's what we want.
Oh man, Frank, that's hilarious. So what else are you working on? Anything good coming out? Any good videos?
Well, I'm getting ready to go to Chicago for the National Card Show.
Okay. What do you got? What's your plan out there? Just going to
National Card Show. Maybe check out a Cub game, a White Sox game.
Oh, there you go.
Food reviews in Chicago. Some of the hot dog places, and of course,
the deep dish,
which I don't think I'm gonna like.
No,
it didn't really appeal to me when I seen how like they made it on like not Diner Stars.
I like the thin crust pizza.
I'm the same way. I like a nice hard crisp crust. There's a place in North Jersey at. Where did we go?
Dude, I forgot. Yeah, I know exactly Ralph's? What you're talking about, man.
Ralph's. I know Ralph's. Yeah,
is it Ralph's?
I think because I think Barstool actually did a food review and
yeah. Yeah, Ralph's is famous in Nutley because they don't deliver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We were you know that new mall that went up? The
American Dream Mall.
Yes, American Dream Mall. Yeah. Well, the company we were working for at the time did a lot of projects up in there. So we were always at the mall doing like HVAC projects in the stores they were putting in. So when we would stop, we would always be like, well, let's go find
some food.
And like it was like, oh, well, my family's in Nutley. Let's go stop by a chandelier. And then we found this pizza place and we're like, yeah, fuck it. Let's just get pizza. And it was right next to the Banchan wings. I love those things.
Yeah.
So I was like, ah, let's get a slice of pizza. Took one bite. I was like, holy shit. Two more.
Yeah. Two more.
Two more.
Yeah. Ralph's doesn't deliver, unfortunately. Yeah. They're right by the bridge.
Yeah. I feel like if they did deliver, it would kill their crust though. Cause then it's just sitting in the box with all the moisture and it would just take
they wouldn't
that,
get,
like,
they
perfect
wouldn't get the full
crust
experience. You need it while it's hot right out the box.
But then it does suck. Cause then you gotta go pick it up. They don't Grubhub it.
No, I don't do nothing, man.
That's some bull.
He knows, man. He's like, I'm telling
He's
you.
He's like,
not asking you.
So besides baseball, you also love the Devils, right? That's your next
big
team.
Yeah, it's interesting they got now the two Hugheses.
Yeah. The Flyers. I don't even want to start on those guys.
The Devils are actually what's their rating right now? Actually, the Devils.
Devils have a long way to go.
Yeah.
Back on track.
I think our whole conference does, besides freaking Tampa Bay, obviously.
Let's see.
Check the what team's your football team? Giants or Jets?
Dolphins.
Oh, you're a Dolphins guy.
Come on, man. Come on.
How'd you get to the Dolphins?
Guess Dan Marino is probably the best way to describe it.
Just growing up, you're like,
Just growing up, you're stuck with it. That's how it usually is, man.
See, I'm surprised because obviously my pops, North Jersey, he came down as a diehard Giants fan and tried to convert me into a Giants fan when I was younger. And I was like, nah, I ain't having that shit. And I put on my Eagles jersey and I was like, there we go, baby. You know how bad that blood is, North Jersey and South Jersey.
Oh yeah, well, there's like Green Tree Jersey, there's South Jersey and there's fake Jersey.
Which one's the fake Jersey?
South.
Oh, how South?
I always regard the line of demarcation Rutgers University.
Okay, I'll take that.
I agree because I believe there's only a South Jersey and a North Jersey. How
and
I
the
at-
further south you get. You throw yourself to get, you get like, you get to like Cumberland County.
Yeah.
You might as well be in fucking Alabama.
Agreed. Once you get.
Yeah, he's so
it's, like, it's just like if you go to Akko, start getting to Akko.
You start getting to Akko. Yeah, you're in fucking like, you're
Bum
right.
Fuck Hillyville town. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I mean, you have like, I mean, really like Salem.
Yeah, oh, yeah, dude. Salem. Oh, my God.
Well, you got that sound but shit, man. I ain't going over there.
That's not there.
No, that's in Boston. That's in Boston.
Is it? Did I get that wrong?
Yeah. Sorry.
You got the Pine Barrens?
Yeah.
Hey, Paulie spent a good night in the Pine Barrens chasing a Russian.
Oh, yeah.
I seen his head blow up. He can't be alive.
All right. It's
a great fucking show, man. You ready for the movie?
Yep.
I just watched the trailer the other day for it, the new one. Dude, the cast they have on that, I'm hyped, man. They got the dude from Punisher playing, Tony's dad, Johnny Boy.
Oh.
I believe that's who the Punisher is Johnny Boy Soprano in that. And I love him, man. He's a great actor. And then I don't know who's playing Dickie Moltisanti, but I do love that they brought in Tony's actual son from real life to play him. I think that's one of the coolest things you could have done for that movie.
And they do have the same like eyes.
Yeah. You know what I did found out? He, what's his real name again? Jeff. Something with a G.
Gandolfini.
There you go. So I found out yesterday that his son actually found him in Italy when he died of his heart attack or whatever. I was like, holy shit, man, that must be horrible, man, walking in.
I mean, yeah, I think
for anybody. Hey, at least you went in the motherlands.
It's motherlands.
I'm not looking at, this guy doesn't look like he's that familiar. The guy that plays Dickie Moltisanti.
Yeah, he didn't look familiar, but he looks like a Dickie Moltisanti to me.
No, they got someone that,
like it looks like the guy who should be playing almost like. But like I'm more like the dude who's playing Johnny Boy, the Punisher guy. I'm excited for. I love him. He was great in Punisher. He was great in Walking Dead. Great in Pacific, the spinoff of Band of Brothers. He's really good in. Really,
yeah,
good.
Here's the guy. The guy's name is Alessandro Nivola, and he was in Yeah, like looks like he had like minor roles in things like Jurassic Park 3 and he was in Face Off.
Really?
Really? This is probably his breakout movie. No, like the role that was like made for him. Oh, I gotta play myself.
He played like Nicolas Cage's brother in Face Off.
That's what I was gonna say. It was a Nicolas Cage. Yeah, he played his brother off of that. I now remember. Yeah.
Dude, what's that one Nicolas Cage movie? The Con Air?
Yeah.
Con Air, yeah.
It's like they're flying all these prisoners and they hijack the plane.
How about his new movie, Pig?
No, I didn't hear about that. What's it about?
Nicolas Cage?
Yes.
He has a new movie called Pig?
Yes.
Never even heard of it. Please give me the plot.
He's homeless. He has a pig. And someone steals and I think eats his pig.
What is this fucking John Wick for?
And he goes out for revenge.
What is this?
Or try to find out where his pig is.
What is this? This is a spinoff of Taken and freaking John Wick.
No, this is strictly stolen from John Wick. I watched that movie 36 times. I know.
No, they took his pig. It's a mix of Taken.
Well, no, but I think they took his dog and they killed the dog. But either way, they took it from him somehow.
That's hilarious.
Here it is. Here's the plot. Rob Field is a former Portland-based chef turned elusive truffle forager.
It sounds like he just needs a movie. Might be
following the death of his wife and partner of 15 years, he hunts truffles deep in the forests in Oregon using his prized foraging pig. He begins supplying the truffles he and a pig finds to an inexperienced seller. One night, someone steals his pig and he goes out looking for his prized pig.
Sounds like he really needed a movie and they're like, hey, we have this movie about a pig that finds truffles. And he's like, yeah, I'll take it. And I'm a little upset. I wish it was more like a John Wick, like someone killed his pig and he just went on a rampage and just killed everyone.
You know, a while ago, Nicolas Cage, he got really bad with his money. So I guess in order for him to kind of get back on track, he ended up having to donate a lot of money to the, graveyard down in New Orleans. He has like a pyramid shaped like gravesite, like graveyard. I guess he spent like $2 million, $5 million, whatever, just to get this thing made. So
he has to go try to find his pig.
Yes, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's currently out in theaters now. It's made a whopping $1.5 million.
That was probably his. Okay, I'll give you guys this just in case.
In its first week of release.
That's
I didn't even hear about this, and I'm on WebMD or IMBD like constantly because I'm always looking for like
it is. It might be one. It might. It looks like it might be one of the worst movies ever made.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm still going to watch it.
I think I have to watch it now after this podcast, because then I'm just going to call Frank and be like, Frank, that movie was amazing.
I'm still watching it.
You got to watch it.
Did you watch it, though?
I haven't seen it.
But speaking of TV shows and actors, man, we were just talking before we started recording, we were touching on Loki. And I'm very excited to see where they go with this multiverse. Now, I kind of want to get your idea. I don't know if you dug into the Marvel too much or anything, but if you do have an idea where you think these next movies are going with Shang-Chi, then you have Spider-Man, No Way Home.
I think we're going to see a lot of Kang the Conqueror.
Dude, a lot of him.
I am a diehard Thanos fan, like wish he won Endgame kind of thing. And then I watching Loki and watching like the variant of Kang the Conqueror, his part. Oh my God, that guy is an amazing actor. And I actually found out like he kind of comes off really like weird. Why is him? Like he's jumping and like you know what I mean? Comes off like kind of weird.
Millions of years. Probably would just.
Well, no, it turns out he's actually grew up as a circus clown.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He was in a traveling circus.
What?
And that's like why, like he's so like, and I like he is going to murder that role.
He probably will, probably
especially when he too. Like he played like the good version of him in that role, and now he's switching over to like the dark evil side of him. And I'm very interested to see.
And he warned him, he says, if you kill me,
yeah,
I'm just gonna come back.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah.
That yeah. And dude, and I'm pissed because they're not dropping. Dude, like every day I look up if there's any spoilers, leaks, or anything like that. And like, because I'm just trying to gauge if they're going to bring in the other two Spider-Mans into No Way Home.
They're going to bring in all of them probably back. I'm just, if it's a multi-universe, well, you're going to see so many different Spider-Mans, Captain America's. You might even see.
I don't think you'll see too many different ones. They might bring one or two different like versions of Tony Stark or like Captain America in, I think. But I really think that's going to be focused around the villains coming over from the multiverse. And then the two Spider-Mans, I'm hoping. God can only pray.
Frank, what are your thoughts?
Well, the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man, we know that's going to be just inferior.
Did you like, you didn't like, do you like Andrew Garfield?
He didn't like it at all. Well. I guess that was his face.
I kind of liked Andrew Garfield, the first, like the Amazing Spider-Man with the crocodile. That Doc Ock.
Lizard Man.
Yeah.
That was my least favorite with Andrew Garfield. Really? I agree with you, Frank.
I love that one. Nah. I thought you did better than Tobey Maguire.
Anyone does better than Tobey Maguire. I think that was... Go ahead, Frank.
The second one was just a train wreck.
Mm. It was very jumpy. I would say my only really favorite part in that was when Gwen Stacy died. Because they kept it like the comic book where she like smashed her head and shit. Mm-hmm. I thought that was like the only really, really good part. But like the first one where he's like climbs on top of the building and he like looks up and then all like
you
the...
see they rushed it.
They rushed it. Yeah. Good.
Well, that's like how they rushed. Oh, fucking don't want to jump topics, but DC, the Justice League, God, was that a fucking train wreck.
I'll tell you this. I enjoyed the Batman and Superman. That, but when they started doing the Justice League, that's when it became a little too much for me.
Oh, come on. Batman versus Superman. That was the most ridiculous movie ever.
Horrible.
I hate you. I hate you. You're dangerous for the world. You're dangerous for the world. I'm here for peace, justice, and the American way. I'm Batman.
He's the one who says,
you're an alien. I must kill you with my spear that is got kryptonite on it. Okay.
Here's some gas.
You're going to kill me. Just take care of my mother, Martha.
My mom's name Martha is too. Martha.
Oh. Do we just become best friends?
Yeah, please do like a little bit.
Did Martha Frank, just make us best friends?
Frank, do a bit, please. Like I would watch it 1,000 times, but do like a quick 30-second bit of the movie, like in 30 seconds. And just like how their name's Martha, mom's name's Martha, and how they're both friends at the end and all that shit.
Well, I just did it. Yeah, I just said, I hate you, I hate you. You're dangerous in the world. You're dangerous in the world. You're an alien. I might be an alien, but I stand for peace, justice, and the American way. I got this spear. I'm going to kill you with it. It's got kryptonite. Please save my mother, Martha.
We can be
your mother's name, Martha. My mother's name, Martha.
Yeah, that's bro. That's it.
We're
that's
now best friends.
Let's hold hands.
Because you know it's true. That's how the movie it was.
I will say, I did just watch the new Batman trailer with the dude from.
Twilight.
He looks phenomenal in it, and the fight scene at the end. Where he just beats the shit out of this dude and like continues to beat him while he's on the ground, then looks up and it's like all these other like jokers or whatever staring at him. Dude.
That was the real Batman.
Let's hope they dead Jared Leto is never let near another Batman. Joker.
Well, here there's talk. So the way it looks like they went back to the roots of it, like being very dark, like they did like Dark Knight, then Dark Knight Rises. And what I heard is that Jared Leto is actually supposed to have parts in that movie as the Joker. I don't know. I don't think it was him that botched the part. I was thinking it was the director and how they approached it that really killed the fucking Joker.
I mean, in Suicide Squad, he was more like a guy that was like
a I don't even know what he was in the Joker.
A freak that was like
a fan of him, right? It was
like an adrenaline junkie that like gets a whole bunch of piercings.
Yeah, it made his plot in that movie or whatever. Oh, it was so bad, man. And like the only cool scene from it was from the trailer when he was like, "I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not gonna kill you. I'm just gonna hurt you really bad." And he's like, "Last," and they got everyone hyped. Like the movie was going to be about him, and like that was his only fucking scene in the movie.
The only person that can play him very well, and it's in an animated series, is Mark Hamill. He's the only person that has ever played him.
Yeah, do not disgrace Heath Ledger's Joker.
No, it was good, but I'm talking about originals. I'm sorry, the cartoon version with Mark Hamill was my favorite version of the Joker.
I was
and Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix, yeah.
Oh my god,
does it differently? Ding. That's more like, of a guy that's life. Going through mental illness.
Mm-hmm. That would be like a real life scenario to me. Like if someone was like going to be the real Joker in real life, like that's how it would happen. Like it would be someone who's suffering from mental illness and just fucking snaps, paints their face, goes on TV show and just starts fucking whacking people.
Yeah.
That great movie too. I love that movie.
I did not watch that movie, but I do take your word for it.
You didn't see that?
I didn't see that one. No.
Oh my. Such a good movie.
After I saw Joaquin Phoenix rapping on his one movie, I was like, I'm done with him.
Dude, he's a great actor. Killed it in The Gladiator.
Yeah. Yeah. Signs.
Who's he in Signs? The brother?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's
Swing away.
Swing away.
Swing away. All right, Frank, let's get back to you. Sorry, we got on our movie run. So how long have you been blogging for about sports?
Well, I started my website, which is right now kind of on a hiatus.
Okay.
The Sports Encyclopedia. I did that, started that 20 years ago.
Oh, shit. And what were you? Like every week you would release some kind of review?
Regularly. I do it most days, in fact. Mm. And then I started doing a little part-time work with Barstool in 2017.
Okay.
And I've been full-time since November.
Oh.
Very good, man.
Look at you. So you're coming up on your 1 year soon.
Yep.
Dude, congratulations, awesome. Congratulations, brother, man. That's a fucking hell of a story right there.
Yeah, dude.
Now, when you blog, are you hitting every sport you can? Like, are you covering UFC, boxing, and all that stuff? Or are you just doing like...
Well, when I do the on-this date, I try to find a relevant story.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because I love... The fight scene is just, I feel like, taken over for me. Like UFC.
I've never gotten into UFC.
Yeah. I have it until I got into a betting league where we like bet on every single fight on every card and then it's break it up into quarters. So it's like almost like every six cards we restart. So you pick every fight. And then if there's a title fight on that card, you pick how it's going to win or how it's going to end, like KO decision, whatever. And then we add up all the points and then winner gets the pot. And that's how I became huge in it. Cause I was watching every fight. And then I'll take the picks I put into that bet or for my betting league. I'll take that and I'll roll it into FanDuel and do like a $2 bet on like a 12 fight parlay.
Yeah.
I never hit yet, but I came close where I went like 11-1, 10-2 a bunch of times and shit, but what are you going to do? You know,
keep on losing.
Man, Frank, but you haven't gotten the UFC, but how do you like doing the announcements for Rough and Rowdy though?
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah, because you got front row seats and people beating the shit out of each other. It's fucking awesome.
Yep.
And you make it too. I will say, you get it. You get the people going. What's it mean? I don't know, but it gets the people going.
Like a Rough and Rowdy, do they allow you to say whatever you want, or do they kind of censor some of the stuff that you say?
No, I'm pretty much got. But you just gotta know what to say.
Yeah, you gotta know what to say. After the show, they pull you out. They're like, "Yo, Frank, what the hell are you talking about?"
Are you just doing the ring announcements on Rough and Rowdy, or do you commentate during the fights as well?
Usually just that ring announcement at the beginning.
You're like the better Bruce Buffer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I love Bruce Buffer. Just don't tear your ACL jumping.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Huh.
So when he used to do like the main card fight announcement, what's his saying? It's like whatever his like big saying is, he'll do like a...
Are you ready to rumble?
Yeah. No, that's his brother. Who does like HBO announcement? Are you ready? His brother does, the UFC guy who always wears like the fancy suits. He says a different saying. I forget what it is, but he used to do this like jump at the end and like go like 2 feet off the air. And when he did the one time he did it, he landed and tore his ACL completely. So now he won't jump at all. It's fucking great.
Yeah, I wouldn't jump either after that.
You know, you're getting old if you jump and tear your ACL.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. But, so you're going to Chicago doing your feud reviews this week.
Yeah.
Anything else big plan, man?
No, that's it.
Come on, Frank. That's it.
Well, Chicago's pretty big. Come on.
Yeah, come on, man.
I know. What do you got planned though? You going food?
I don't know. I have to see. I got to hit Chicago first and then we'll see what comes next.
Yeah. You never been, I'm assuming then?
Never been.
Okay. First time. I never been either. I heard good things. Now, do you travel a lot?
I've been traveling a lot this year. I mean, I've never really traveled that much.
That's awesome, then. You're getting your get to see the whole country and stuff. I love traveling.
Yep.
Yeah. But Frank, I really appreciate you coming on, man. I think we touched on a lot of shit we really wanted to touch on. I know you're busy weekend. I don't want to hold you up or anything like that. Anything else you want to touch on, man?
No, that's about it.
Man, I really appreciate you coming on, man. Once things die down, man, we're going to have to get you on in person.
Yeah, that would be fun. Just too much going on right now.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I absolutely. Figured, man. That's why when you're like, oh, we'll Zoom it. I don't want to keep it long. I know you got places to be and shit. But next time, man, as soon as things slow down, we'll even drive up to you, man. Not a big deal.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah.
We'll bring our equipment and all that stuff. And then
I'm looking to move, but right now I'm practically around the corner from the chandelier.
Yeah. So you're probably about a easy hour and a half drive. Nothing crazy. Yeah. So I mean, we'll keep in touch, man. Cause I'm going to make a little hype video for this, send it over to you. And then once your schedule slows down, we'll come up and, actually meet, grab some food and record an episode or something.
All right, that sounds great.
All right, Frank. We appreciate it, brother. So that was one white guy
and one black guy
and Frank. All right, see you
next time.
All right, Frank, thanks, brother.